Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, March 30th, 2021, Iowa Rent and Homeowner Assistance Programs, March 2021. On March 24th, 2021, Governor Reynolds announced that COVID-19 impacted renters and homeowners will be able to apply for assistance with rent and mortgage payments through the Iowa Rent and Utility Assistance Program and the Iowa Homeowner Foreclosure Prevention Program administered by the Iowa Finance Authority, IFA. Eligibility. For the Iowa Rent and Utility Assistance Program, the following households are eligible: renter households with incomes of no more than 80% of the area median income, AMI, renter households in which one or more individuals in the household has qualified for unemployment benefits or has experienced a reduction in household income, incurred significant costs, or experienced other financial hardships due directly or indirectly to the COVID-19 outbreak, and renter households that can demonstrate a risk of experiencing homelessness or housing instability, which may include a past due utility or rent notice or eviction notice. The following households are ineligible: renter households that have incomes above 80% of AMI, renter households in which no household members qualify for unemployment benefits at time of application, or the household has not experienced a reduction in household income, incurred significant costs, or experienced other financial hardships due directly or indirectly to the COVID-19 outbreak, households that cannot provide all required documentation, renters' households with sublet or sublease arrangements, homeowner households, and residents of Polk County or Des Moines who are required to apply to local programs through the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, ERAP. For the Iowa Homeowner Foreclosure Prevention Program, the following households are eligible: current homeowners at imminent risk of foreclosure, homeowners at risk of foreclosure due to a documented COVID-19 related loss of income on or after March 13, 2020, and households that do not exceed 80% of the AMI at the time of application. Assistance levels. For the Iowa Rent and Utility Assistance Program, an eligible tenant may be awarded up to 12 months of rental assistance, including no more than 3 months of future rent, and may receive assistance for past balances of utilities. There is no dollar amount cap. For the Iowa Homeowner Foreclosure Prevention Program, an eligible homeowner may receive mortgage assistance for up to 4 months. This can include payments of up to 2 months in arrears, beginning with the April 1st, 2020 mortgage payment, up to a $3,600 maximum. Funding. Iowa was allocated $195 million from the Federal Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, signed by the President on December 27, 2020, for the Iowa Rent and Utility Assistance Program and the Iowa Homeowner Foreclosure Prevention Program. Application information. The application period for both programs opens on March 29, 2021 at 3 p.m. Applications will be accepted on an ongoing basis until all funds are exhausted or the IFA announces a pause in application submissions. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6767.